Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Yongah Hill Immigration Detention Centre, it's about 4 km out of town. It is dominating the headlines this morning. A lot of people around the country and around the world are going to be looking at Northam. What are locals saying about what's happened overnight? First, initial thoughts on this.
What I see is a great response from the community, like from the volunteer fire services, the volunteer ambulance officers, because what they've done, they've responded to an event like this and they've done it in such a great way that I think that puts Northam Shire up in a good light, because they've responded well, regardless of the circumstances. They have done so well in looking after every aspect and every person of the community.
They're just beautiful events, and my little boy Lachlan loves getting out to the shows, so it's a great way, particularly for people from the city, to see what's going on out in our country towns. And also, I think they're becoming larger and larger tourist events. Like, I guess Dowran's the biggest field day, but the rural shows for people can drive out to York, and, you know, it's not much more than an hour and a bit, and your family gets out and sees a different side of life, and, geez, they're wonderful days.
Christian Porter here with us, federal member for Pearce. Change of Prime Minister in the last few weeks. New Prime Minister now, Scott Morrison. Have you had any early discussions with him about what you want to see happening in Pearce?
Well, obviously I've had several discussions with the new PM, Scott Morrison, a couple of them about portfolio matters, also obviously electorate matters. But in Pearce as an electorate, so we've got probably more infrastructure in this seat that's been invested from the federal government than just about any other seat in Australia. So Illinbrook Rail, Yanship Rail, the Northlink project, planning money for the Orange Route. We're building pools and rec centres in Northam. Also in 2J, they've been fighting for that pool since the 1960s. Mm. So there's still some other projects that I'm really keen to try and get across the line with some federal funding. But we've got a monstrous amount of funding. Like the Northlink project, which takes away 16 traffic lights and 21 speed changes from Illinbrook into the city, and it'll chop the travel time by half. That's $1 billion, which is the biggest project in the history of main roads in WA. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a big one. Lots of people travelling to Perth would see some action at Reid Highway and Tonkin Highway. But interested to hear about the Orange Route. That's a very similar sort of layout to Northlink, isn't it? It's going to take traffic off Great Eastern Highway through Sawyers Valley and Bakers Hill.
Yeah, that's right. So the theory is, I guess, the same as the Northlink project for Great Northern Highway, is you get the heavy traffic out of the suburbs and particularly out of the Swan Valley. So with Northlink, you've had this amazing tourist facilities up and down Great Northern Highway and the Swan Valley, but you've got these massive trucks travelling up and down them as well, not to mention the travel time in for Illinbrook into Morley and into the city. So the Orange Route's been on the drawing boards, I guess, for a long, long time. And in the last budget, we had significant planning money. I recall it was about $10 million to start actually getting this route planned. It would be a real benefit for all the people in our local communities. But as I say, it's been sitting out there as an idea for decades, but it could well be a reality because our government, and Scott Morrison's a big supporter, has put $10 million in to get the planning on this done.
Here's Terry for breakfast on Triple M, and once again, catching up with Willie Regan from RSM Business Local in the Wheatbelt. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Excellent. You haven't been here for a couple of weeks.
No, I've been rather busy, actually.
that's good for business, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm not sitting in the office twiddling my thumbs, so which is a good thing. And I like to get out and I like to talk and drink coffee, as you know.
So is it necessarily in that order?
No.
Or drink coffee? Is it drink coffee and talk?
Coffee has to be involved.
How do you take your coffee?
Strong and white, no sugar.
Yeah. Do you have those pods?
No, I used to at home, but now I've actually got a little coffee machine, you know, where you grind the coffee and you put the coffee in and you froth the milk.
Yeah. Well, as everyone knows, I've just moved here. I've been here about a month now and still don't know how to use the coffee machine out there.
Oh, really? I'll have to maybe give you a lesson.
It's amazing. Like, I can work the studio fine, but when it comes to coffee machines, nah.
Yeah.
Can't do it. But and also, you know, doing that little pattern thing like they do in the shops,
yes,
that's pretty cool.
It is. That's fun.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So I suppose we should get on to what I'm actually here
for. What are we talking about this week?
All right. So we're talking about an up-and-coming free workshop that I've got here at the Northam Chamber. Yeah. So this one's backed by popular demand. The last time I did this was about 5-6 weeks ago, and it's how to write a business plan. And that filled up really quick. So there was a lot of interest in people who couldn't get in who wanted it again. So that's coming up on the 11th of September from 5:30 till about 7:15. And as I said, that's at the Northam Chamber office here in Fitzgerald Street. So that's 160 Fitzgerald Street. Now, for people to register their interest to come along to the event, just go to our Business Local Facebook page, click on the actual event, and then secure tickets. As I said, it's free, but this just registers you. So you go on, it's like an Eventbrite site, and you're just filling in your name, your email, your mobile number, and then on the night I just print that off, and then I can just, you can just tick it off when you come in.
Going back to the business plan, at what stage of the life cycle does the business plan come into it?
Oh, look, Terry, that can be either if you're obtaining finance or if you're an existing business, and it just keeps you on track. It's like you're, it's a living, breathing document. So it can set the tone.
And it's always changing, isn't it?
It is. Like, you might be doing one way with your business and then it changes because you've got all these new lines coming in, but the business plan, you can see, should change and go to the way that the direction of your business is going to. So it's also, it can help you with your marketing and how you can fit your marketing in. It can also help put a SWOT analysis, so your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunity and your threats with your business and how that's going to work for you. So we go through all the stages of a business plan in this workshop. So it's really good. It's a lot of fun. Everyone has a little bit of a chat and, you know, tells about their experiences. So it's really good to hear from other people's point of view as well. So it's really good.
All right. So just that workshop again, when can we get down to the Chamber of Commerce?
All right. So it's the 11th of September, but you need to RSVP, as I said, because the spots fill up really quick. So go to the Facebook page, click on buy your ticket.
And Eventbrite, isn't it?
Eventbrite, yeah. So it is free. So just click on that, put your details, and that's all you need to do. So it's 5:30 till about 7:15 at the Northam Chamber on the 11th of September, as we said before. Or if you want to know any more details, give me a call on 0439 634 566.